Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Thank you, Father. Let's lift our hands and thank God for the blood. If it would not be for the blood, we couldn't even pray like we do. It's because He shed that blood that we can approach the Holy of Holies boldly. So now, thank God for the blood that's been supplied. Let's lift our hands and praise God for that precious blood. We thank you, thank you, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed so that we could come into your holy presence in prayer. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, dear Father, for that name, and we thank you for the holy written word. We approach that word tonight, God, with thanksgiving and asking you to reveal it to us in Jesus' holy name as we take our stand with you in these last days for your purposes upon the earth. Father, tonight you said, if any man minister, let him minister with the ability God gives. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. So we dare to ask you for it and believe you for it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Bless the Lord. While I get out all my things for tonight. Tonight I'm going to give you some prayer assignments from the Lord. I believe they are. I know they are. I've been having something, the Lord dealing with me in a way. I wouldn't say that He hasn't dealt with me in this way before, but it's begun to take on power to it. And in July, I had the Lord awaken me one morning and give me an entire sermon. And the first thing He said to me was, "Who is on the Lord's side?" Title, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And then He gave me point after point after point. And I preached that first at my son's youth meeting, and then at many other places since then. Now, on November the 22nd of this year, I woke up with another phrase like that. And it was a challenge. This time He didn't give me point by point by point, but He told me what it was all about. And He's led me as I share it. This will be the third time I've shared it. But the occasion of His speaking this phrase to me was when I returned home. I told our folks here this morning that just after we had our big prayer meeting in Branson, the last week of October, and right to the day before the elections, when we prayed out in a big tent on Prayer Mountain, about 5 days after that, I left on a trip going to Israel, to London, England, and to Brussels, Belgium. I returned home from that trip on November 22nd. And when I awoke the next morning after just having returned, the last part of the trip was the European part. When I awoke that morning, I heard a literal screaming in my spirit. "Hold fast that you have. Hold fast that you have. Hold fast that you have." And in a flash, I knew what it was all about. I knew what He was talking to us about. And your prayer tower is a part of it. So I knew where that came from in the scripture. It comes from Revelation, if you'll turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. And when our risen Lord appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, He had messages for the seven churches that were at that time in Asia Minor. And some believe that these are prophetic types of churches throughout the church age. But nonetheless, He did say to the church at Thyatira, Revelation chapter 2, and He spoke to them like He did to all the churches, and said, "I know what you have, I know what you don't have, I know what you're doing right, I know what you're doing wrong." And then He spoke that some of them in that church at Thyatira, the very end of verse 24, He spoke of the depths of Satan. as they speak. I will put upon you none other burden but that which you have already. Hold fast till I come. Now, this little verse tells us a lot of things. One thing it tells us is, hold fast that which you have already. Hold fast till I come. One thing it tells us is, he's coming again. I have never had time to put up Christmas lights in my yard. I've always been traveling around somewhere. But if I could, and ever I do it, I'm going to put up in lights outside my house. He's coming again. Yes, he came, and yes, that's what we're celebrating. But he's coming again. And so many verses in the Bible have to do with the fact, till I come. We're told that we take communion and show forth the Lord's death till he comes. My scripture, and I very much enjoy divine health, and my divine health scripture that I say every single day is 2 Thessalonians 5:23. The God of peace sanctifies me wholly and preserves my whole spirit, my whole soul, my whole body, and I'm quoting the scripture, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called me who also does it. So until Jesus comes, either for me at the end of my days, or if I'm here when he comes again, and I believe I will be, then I expect to walk in divine health based on that scripture that I say every single day. But that scripture, like so many, many others, has as a part of it, till he comes, till he comes, till he comes. The Bible, absolutely, the New Testament is filled, page after page, with this phrase, till he comes. And Jesus said it right here, hold fast that which you have already, hold fast till I come. Another thing that little scripture tells us is that you can have things. You have things from God. You have, well, let's just say, like I was just talking about, Jesus got for us our health, our healing. We can hold fast to the truth of divine healing in the church. We hold fast to the truth of salvation by faith. We hold fast to the other blessings of God that he's given us. Now, the church in times past lost knowledge of some of those things. And after a long, long time, God had to restore it back to us. But the Bible here tells us you hold fast to this truth. You can have things from God. You can have spiritual things. You can have blessings from God. But we're admonished, you hold fast to them. Now, why would we have to hold fast to them? Why would you have to hold fast to something? Somebody wants to take it away from you. And the somebody that wants to take it away from you is the adversary. That's what we call him, Satan. The Hebrew word for adversary is Satan. And Satan, Satan, the adversary of God, and therefore your adversary and mine, the Bible calls him a thief. So let's just turn to John 10:10 and see what it says about him. This verse was very enlightening to me when I first heard these truths, primarily under the teaching of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. It identifies for us two sources of things. And this keeps it very clear in your mind what's what. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief is Satan. And Satan has come. Here he is called. Jesus calls him a thief. Primarily, he's a thief. He's the one that wants to rob from you the things Jesus bought for you. He wants to take from you divine healing. He wants to take from you your very life. He wants to take the knowledge of God. He wants to take this great nation founded upon godly principles. He wants to take these things away from us. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. That which steals, that which kills, that which destroys, the thief is the source of it. That which gives life and life abundantly is from Jesus, is from God. Isn't that a simple way just to keep it in your mind? If it stole from you, if it killed you, if it destroyed you, it didn't come from Jesus. He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So that verse, that one simple verse in Revelation says, that which you have, hold fast till I come, because the thief is trying to take it away from you. Now, when I woke up that morning, I just had come back from Europe. And screaming in my spirit, I heard, "That which you have, hold fast. That which you have, hold fast." And I knew that the Lord primarily was talking to me that morning in my spirit and wanted me to speak to prayers was for the United States of America. That we have, we have to hold fast. Somebody is trying to take it away from us. We had just been through an election. God is not a Democrat, God is not a Republican. But God is God, and God does have a book. And God has given us many things in the United States of America based upon this book. I had been blessed to be with Brother Oral Roberts, and I have a transcript here of his vision that he had. We went out and we filmed him talking about that. You've seen it. How he had a vision of God. It was a vision of a sign that's coming, a supernatural sign that God's going to give of the coming of the Lord. And in that vision, it was before the election, and Brother Roberts asked the Lord about it, and the Lord said, no matter who wins, it's a spiritual battle, and spiritual people have to wake up. And God said, the United States of America is mine. It was founded on my principles. And he showed the United States of America to Brother Roberts like a ship in the ocean. And I remember we used to call it like the ship of state going across the ocean to another land. And he said, there's another ship that's trying to overtake it. And this ship has ungodly ideas, ungodly principles, ungodly laws. And it's trying to even overtake this nation. Well, who would be doing that? The thief. The thief would be behind it. And so I was reminded that God said, this thing is spiritual, and spiritual people have got to wake up. And I knew when I woke up that morning and I heard, hold fast that you have. We cannot just rest on our laurels and say, well, we've got a president that reads the Bible. No, we've got to pray for the president who reads the Bible. And we have to hold fast what we've got in America because somebody is trying to stop it and somebody is trying to take it away. That Satan, whose very existence on this earth, he's destined for the pit. But if he can stop the plans of God, if he can stop, just think of it, the United States of America operating for God and holding forth the principles of God. What other nation do you know that's doing that? Certainly not Europe. And Europe is exactly where I had come from when I heard these things. I don't have it with me tonight, but there is a piece called Europe, the New Dark Continent, that you can get off Pat Robertson's website. And on that Europe, the New Dark Continent, it says that, and I definitely believe that Europe is the darkest continent right now. It's not Africa, it's Europe. And Europe, the New Dark Continent, they had taken a poll in London and in all of England. And in England, less than 0.5% of the people that live in Great Britain, less than 50% could name one of the four Gospels. Just name Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. In Amsterdam, less than 10% of the Dutch knew why we have Christmas. They, in this survey that they took, the poll that they took, they asked them to name an inspirational figure. This was in the English poll. I think it was 60% said that the figure that most influenced us for good was Nelson Mandela.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.